Aircheckdownloads.com.
Action Radio. Radio
Bar. 9 o'clock, you want to talk aggression? Here I am, coming at you. 9 o'clock yesterday and the week before last, heaven knows what years you were listening to. Today, two new years, two sets of hits and a headline.
The best sound in Britain. Radio Bar.
Let's talk gossip. As far as megastars were concerned, Thursday, February the 16th of this year, Britt Ekland flew into London from Los Angeles. She confirmed that she'd come to a financial agreement with her former boyfriend, Rod Stewart. Quote, I'm not saying if it's $1 million, £1 million or £12 million. We worked out a settlement 2 years ago, and I'm not at liberty to say what it is. Thursday of that month in that year, Mick and Bianca Jagger denied widespread rumors that their marriage was on the rocks.
The UK.
Good morning, world. The gossip kept coming and so did the hits. It's 5:30 past nine on the big one. Nine is the year that Farrah Fawcett Majors had lunch with Prince Charles.
Radio One.
It's 9:17. The first edition took place at the new Daily Star. Radio 1 was in Portsmouth. It's also the year when Miss World was Miss Argentina, when everybody was confused because your radio changed colour and style. The change at the BBC wavelengths took place with the old Radio 1 wavelength turning out to be Radio 3. Olivia Newton-John was live in concert in London and this... Hammer Horror. Everybody wanted to say hello to Kate Bush personally, and no one did because she kept herself to herself. The Greek tanker Elena V was blown up by Navy divers. It was also the year when Nick Faldo won the £10,000 first prize in the Colgate PGA Championships at Royal Birkdale. Sid Vicious attacked anybody. If you stood in front of him, he'd attack you. It was also the year when Patty Hearst lost her appeal, and Alan Ransom dashed naked from his bedroom at his Derby home to nab a man trying to steal his wife's car. In the street, he was snapped by the Daily Mirror, and the headline the following day was Lucky Streak. Michael Zager was in the charts, number 8 with Let's All Chant. Princess Anne was Sportswoman of the Year. No cheap jokes, please. The Stones announced that they were going to emigrate to the south of France, and Blue Oyster Cult were number 16. But which was the year? It's 9:24, Monday morning, from Radio 1. So Blue Oyster Cult, but from which year?
Radio 1.
It was the year when you could see upstairs, downstairs on telly, the French Connection, the go-between Clute and Clockwork Orange at the movies, and you could get Samantha Sang in your ears. So run through the hits. Samantha Sang, Blue Oyster Cult, Michael Zager's band, Kate Bush, Dr. Summer, Rod Stewart, Status Quo, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and Hot Chocolate, all from 1978. Okay, so you got that one right. Never had so many correct phone calls in my life. 1978, between 9 and 9:30. In 2 minutes, it's hits and headlines from the year when Tommy Steele was the best actor and the year when Pope Paul VI was crowned in Rome. All coming up in a couple of minutes. It's 9:31.
Radio 1.
Good morning to Steve Annette.
The Coal Board say a significant number of miners have given up. That's it for now. There's more news on Radio 1 at 10:30.
Silent face, the golden hour, on Radio 1.
It was the year when the Beatles recorded She Loves You at EMI's Abbey Road Studios in London. A 19-year-old by the name of Andrew Lou Goldham saw the Rolling Stones at a Crawdaddy Club in London, and the following day signed them to an exclusive management deal. John F. Kennedy was assassinated, so was Lee Harvey Oswald, and Frank Sinatra Jr. was kidnapped and then released. Johnny Kidd and the Pirates, but from which year? Make up your mind, I'll let you know in 20 minutes, because it's 20 minutes to 10.
England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales.
Bobby Rydell was number 13. It's 17 minutes to 10. This bloke had blonde hair before Jimmy Savile even thought of it. We're talking about a long time ago, 9:45, two hurriedly summoned midwives delivered a baby boy to Mrs. Linda Whitney on a bench outside Pear Tree Maternity Hospital at Wellin in Hearts. Linda had gone to the hospital not realizing that it was closed all that week.
Radio One, the big one.
Hey, hey.
Aircheckdownloads.com.